Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Hey, welcome to Montana Talks. This is John Jackson sitting in this morning for Aaron Flint. Aaron will be back tomorrow with you guys. And I just had some breaking news right here that I think y'all are really going to like. This is from our buddy Eric Daugherty. Breaking. ICE illegal alien arrests surge in Wyoming and Colorado by 5 times the amount. Arrests in San Diego skyrocket 400%. And I find that very noteworthy for us right here in Montana, because you notice Wyoming and Colorado. Wyoming is a neighbor state. You've heard Aaron Flint talk about every time we will see ICE operations here in Montana, Aaron will tell you about them here on the air. And I'm going to tell you all right here from the Montana Talks microphone and from the studio, if you're here illegally in Montana, we're going to get you. Te vamos a capturar. In Spanish, that means we will get you. So your best thing you can do right now is exactly what Christy Noem told you. Get up on those apps. We'll get you out of here. We'll pay your way to wherever you came from. And you can also secure your rights to petition to come back in at another time. None of this will be held against you. But if we have to catch you, your name goes on the naughty list and you're getting deported. And if we catch you out there scamming our federal benefit system, committing fraud, all these other things, we're going to charge you criminally. You might have to go to jail here in the United States. Before then, you know, you do your 3-year, 5-year bit here in federal prison in the United States. And then when you get out, we're going to deport you. And, of course, if you're an illegal here with a family and all of that stuff, you're going to get separated from your family. It is going to be really, really bad for you if we have to come get you. The thing to do is leave now while you still can. Leave with your whole family. Get on out of here. Get south. And I'll tell you another message out to all the employers out here. If you are employing illegal aliens, a massive illegal alien workforce, and you're not doing it with any kind of work permit, you're not doing it legally in any way, you're just doing it completely under the table, we're going to get you too. And you're doing this, you're cheating is what you're doing. You're paying these guys under the table less than what you would pay an American worker. You're not giving them any benefits or any of that other stuff. You are cheating. You're cheating other businesses out here, and you're breaking the law. And you're going to get caught too. That is our message to all of y'all right here from the Montana Talks show and from our microphone. Do the right thing. Get out of here before we catch you. Or else. We'll be right back. There is the music. We will be right back here. We're going to talk some more about Hunter Biden in just a minute.
It's July 22nd, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is National Hammock Day. If you're a person who loves to lounge outside and enjoy the fresh air, then today is your day. Made from netting or fabric, a hammock is a simple way to relax in Mother Nature. All you need to do is tie up your hammock between 2 points, usually trees or posts, carefully lie down in the sling, and then fall asleep as the gentle breeze rocks you back and forth. Also on this date, in 1959, the film Plan 9 from Outer Space debuted. Written and directed by Ed Wood, the movie has been called one of the worst films ever made and has taken on the status of a cult classic. And in 1999, Woodstock 99 got underway at Griffith Park in Rome, New York. The concert was meant to celebrate the 30th anniversary of the original Woodstock, but it was instead beset with problems, which resulted in the mega concert ending in violence. I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council. No.
Broadcasting live across the big sky, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Man, I tell you what, one of the best decisions we ever made as a family was to get not only a camper, but also to get a pontoon boat. Man, it's just so incredible. You know, with a camper, every weekend you can have a different backyard. You could be camped out on some lake, camped out on some river. Heck, you could be camped out on somebody's ranch for that matter. And of course, with the pontoon, man, I just love getting out on the water. What a way to really enjoy the great Montana outdoors. And I did it all through our friends at Brett's RV and Marine. Brett's RV and Marine, they've been helping families go camping and boating since 1967. Plus, they've got the largest inventory in 5 states. They're Montana family owned. They've got great locations in Billings, Butte, and Missoula. You can check out some of their inventory. Go to brettsrv.com. Again, that's brettsrv.com. Or just drop in and say hello to our friends at the Billings, Butte, or Missoula locations. Brettsrv.com.
And we are back with Montana Talks. We have on line one, we got our girl, Kat. Kat, what you got for us this morning?
Well, good morning, John. And thanks to our veterans. You're doing a really good job. Hey, I just kind of have a public service announcement. So I hope Cascade County is listening. We have 5 seats to fill in Great Falls or Cascade County. When I helped retire John Tester, and when I was asked to join the Rhino Removal Project, the opportunity knocked, and I answered the call for my state and country. We need America First patriots to stand up and answer this call. I'm working with several groups in Montana, as you know, John. We're working hard to recruit, primary, and elect candidates. So if you are interested, please reach out to me, Kat Hawley. You can find me through John's X account. It's Lemmy Winkster on X. Or go to the rhinoremovalproject.org. Select Montana, and my contact info there is available. So we have George Nikolakakis. Let's just pick real quick. George Nikolakakis, he's tied to George Soros, also passed a bill for wanting our military to build civilian projects. Jeremy Travis is running for PSA, so we need someone to fill his seat. Melissa Nikolakakis, she's not my favorite person, and we need someone to fill her seat. God bless Wendy McKinney. I am praying for her family. And then also we need somebody to fill Ed Buttrey's seat. So, you know, in Montana, you don't get to fail up, okay? These people are getting better jobs, higher-paying jobs. And so we need primary candidates to stand up and take their place. So also real good news, John, your bestie, Brad Barker, he's being primaried by a mega patriot in Carbon County, Mary Horman, which I'm very excited about. He's the one that introduced the driving permits for illegals, you know, so they could have cheap labor. So this is my public service announcement for Montana. We need patriots to stand up and help our state. So on that note, God bless you, John.
Hey, hold up, Kat, because I got some questions for you. First of all, my boy Brad Barker there, and all of those Republicans that voted for illegals to get driving permits here in Montana, and then have the balls to come back and lie about it afterwards. Oh yeah, those are my favorite guys. Yeah, they're in a whole special category by themselves. I mean, by God, at least have the guts to admit what you did. I mean, and if you think that I can't read English, that we, the voters out here, can't read English and read that bill that you voted for, you're wrong. Because we, you know, I did get graduated through the sixth grade. Okay, I can read and write just a little bit. But, Pat, on these people that we need candidates for, doesn't it seem like to you, particularly with these people, I believe it's the senators, that Nasty Nine, that they were actually not only censured by the Montana GOP, but then kicked out of the convention, right? Don't you think it would be just easy as kick, to, if you're the primary opponent, just walk around and hand out the flyers everywhere you go? This guy was so bad that he was kicked out of the convention and censured by the party. Don't you think that would be just a ground ball for any primary opponent to take advantage of?
Well, of course it would be, but the thing about it is they're making it more difficult, okay, because now they're kind of raising hell against the Montana GOP, and they're coming back and they're basically preparing for a lawsuit to say, no, we shouldn't have been censured and we should have been able to vote for the chairman because of bylaws, okay? So they're mucking the water and muddying it up so that it's not a cut and dry, oh, they did this. They're saying, oh, no, we're the victims. You know, like the Democrats do, right? Pulling all the same stops as the Democrats. It's crazy, John.
Well, of course, you have to expect that. You're not going to expect these type of traitors to just say, oh, well, you got me. They're not just going to say, oh, gee whiz, you got me. Sorry about that. Mistakes were made, blah. You know, of course, they're going to avail themselves of the crooked Montana judiciary, and they're going to sue and all that. But I find it galling myself that how, when you operated for the entire legislature with the Democrats, how then you can come back and be any way annoyed that the Republicans kick you out of their Black Panther Party. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, because you've already proven that you're not one of them. You went out of your way to do that. We're coming up to the break here. Kat, you got anything else you want to say?
Nope, that's it. You have a wonderful day, John, and God bless Montana.
All right. Thank you very much, Kat. You guys need to be following Kat on social media. She's a true activist, and she is out there working every day to try to help Montana Republicans. Montana, true conservative Montana Republicans is who she's trying to help, and she's trying to root out all the rhinos in our midst. Well, there's the music. We'll be back right after this break.
Sports update.
There's a new team on top of the Major League Baseball standings. It's the Milwaukee Brewers.
Got them! 11-game winning streak for your Milwaukee Brewers as they shut out the Mariners 6-0 in Seattle.
Call on FanDuel Sports Network Wisconsin. It's 11 straight for the Brew Crew. They now hold a 60-40 record through 100 games as they beat the Seattle Mariners 6-0. The 11-game win streak is the second longest in franchise history and their longest since 1987. Other games from around the league on Monday, the Toronto Blue Jays beat the New York Yankees 4-1 to extend their lead in the AL East standings. The Philadelphia Phillies with a 3-2 win over the Boston Red Sox in 10 innings. The Kansas City Royals dominating the Chicago Cubs 12-4. And Los Angeles Dodgers defeating the Minnesota Twins 5-2. NFL news. Training camp opens up for a majority of the league today. 26 of 32 teams report today. But some teams are facing contract disputes with some of their star players. And the Dallas Cowboys might be the one making the most noise. All-pro defensive end Micah Parsons is seeking an extension, but is reporting to camp while negotiations loudly play out. And team owner Jerry Jones is adding fuel to the fire, seemingly taking a dig at Parsons' durability during a media scrum on Monday.
Just because we sign him doesn't mean we're going to have him. He was hurt 6 games last year. Seriously. I remember signing a player for the highest paid at the position in the league, and he got knocked out two-thirds of the year, Dak Prescott.
Now, Parsons has not directly responded to Jones' comments, but he did reshare a social media post from former NFL defensive end J.J. Watt, which read, quote, "Anytime you can publicly take a dig at your star quarterback and your star pass rusher simultaneously right before the season begins, you just got to take it. Nothing makes guys want to fight for you more than hearing how upset you are that they got hurt while fighting for you."
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
For someone, you might have be like all these Democrats say, you have to talk about and realize that people are really upset about illegal immigration. You. How do you think your hotel room gets cleaned? How do you think you get food on your table? Who do you think washes your dishes? Who do you think does your garden? Who do you think is here by the sheer just grit and will that they figured out a way to get here because they thought that they could give themselves and their family a better chance? And he's somehow convinced all of us that these people are criminals?
Well, guess who that was, ladies and gentlemen? That is Hunter Biden. Yeah, yesterday decides to come out of his crack cocaine induced coma, wherever he's been for the last 6 to 9 months, and come out and was on a couple of different podcasts, a couple of different media outlets out there, just spewing the hate at everybody he perceives to be his enemies, his dad's enemies, all of that. And there you just heard him in that clip. He's spewing the F words at all of us and anybody who would dare to criticize the fact that his father let 25 million illegal aliens in here who have unleashed a wave of violent crime and fraud onto our country, the likes of which we have never seen. We will likely never get an actual count of the trillions these people are stealing from us every year, and all of our systems just run it down. Criminal justice, the schools, the health care. I mean, in every system, they are stealing all of our money every year, and they're all in here illegally. He had a bunch of F words to throw at you, at anybody that would dare to speak up about that. But he didn't just do that. He went off on everybody that's made him mad. He went off on Mama Pelosi and how blaming her for the fact that dad got kicked out of the White House, amazingly enough. And it did seem really pathetic. You have to hear the audio that a sitting president of the United States would allow himself to be kicked out of office by a Speaker of the House, which obviously is far below him. And we don't know the threat that Mama Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and probably others made to Biden. I mean, who knows if they came at him with the threat of the 25th Amendment or whatever. But he chickened out. That's the bottom line there. Hunter, your old man chickened out. He could have told them all to go pound it, but he didn't. He left voluntarily. So that's all on you. But Hunter also went on a screed against everybody in the Democrat Party, too. He's going after Jake Tapper and David Axelrod. And the funniest one was when he went off on George Clooney. Just went, you know, profanity-laced rant on George Clooney. Who in the F does George think he is, telling my dad to do this and do that and the other thing, and taking out ads and blah, 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 blah. And if you know anything about Hunter Biden, if you just know the basics about Hunter Biden, this guy is a career criminal, drug addict, bag man, scumbag, son of the former president and former vice president, who, if that was either one, anybody out there listening, if you had done all the stuff he'd done, you'd be dead by now. You'd be dead or you'd be in jail because he spent his whole life committing crimes and getting high. And he would have already overdosed. He'd be found in some back alley with a needle in his arm or he'd be in jail by now. So the gall that this guy has to come out, I mean, anybody else, any one of us, if we had done everything he'd done, we'd be go hiding in a cave somewhere and hope nobody ever mentions our names again. But oh no, he had to come out and do this. I'm loving this. I really am loving it. I hope that he does this over and over and over again. And I guarantee you, after his performance yesterday, spewing the hate with all the profanity, that a lot of other media outlets are going to be all over him to come on their shows. All these podcasters and YouTubers and all these people out here that just would have Hunter on just to get ratings. They don't care what he says about the Democrats and all that other stuff. They just want him on there for their own ratings and their own bottom line. I am loving it. And here who do we have? We got Patriot Girl on line one about Hunter Biden.
Hey, John, how you doing?
Good. It didn't say at Patriot Girl, so I wasn't sure if that was you.
It's me. Yeah. So one of the things that nobody's really talking about what Hunter said yesterday is the fact when he went on the rant about who's going to wash your dishes and who's going to work in your garden is it just exemplifies the attitude of these Democrat elitists and they have no idea clearly how most Americans live. I mean, I wash my own dishes. I weed my own garden. It's just, and it's hilarious because it really is just showing everybody who these people are and how they think. And I absolutely love the fact that he is going scorched earth on the Democratic Party and everyone involved with it.
Well, let's put it this way. We hit this on our podcast and our spaces. We know that there's always going to be a certain percentage of illegal aliens in our country. A certain percentage of our workforce is always going to be those people. It's always been that way. At least my whole lifetime it has. And here's what we object to. Here's what I think all of us object to. My whole life, up into Barack Hussein Obama's time, those illegal aliens, they were a small percentage of the workforce out there. They did certain types of jobs that employers maybe couldn't get filled with American workers. And those people also, I'm telling you, they lived in the shadows. They minded their P's and Q's. They were not out there committing crimes, walking through the streets protesting. They weren't on our social networks, our social safety networks, you could say welfare and all these other benefit networks, because they knew to keep quiet, stay in the shadows, because if they popped their heads up, it was going to come out that they were illegal and they were going to get either criminally charged or deported. That's what we have to go back to. I'm not saying we're ever going to get to zero illegal immigration. I don't think anybody is.
Right. Yeah. And another thing, it's really disgusting to me how willing they are to just accept these people being basically slave labor for them. What does that say about how they really think about these people? They don't care about these people. They just want their houses cleaned. You know, they really, it's disgusting.
No, not at all. And you saw, it was a couple months ago, I think, our man Stephen Miller was on with Jake Tapper, and Jake starts in on him with this stuff about the poor people to pick the crops, right? And Miller fired right back at him. You could tell Miller was ready for this, and just knocked this ball right out of the park. And he's like, Jake, are you suggesting that we need to pay illegal aliens slave labor wages so that you can have fresh strawberries?
I remember that.
That's it. And that's exactly what they're saying. I mean, gosh.
They don't even realize what they're saying. That's just how disconnected they are.
I'll let you go. Thank you very much. Thank you for the call. That's another thing that Hunter Biden didn't realize he was admitting to, I don't think. In one of his rants he went on yesterday, he was talking about all these Democrats that I named to you before. And a constant theme was out there about this, about all the money these people have made, that they have made and that they continue to make. So then ask yourself, why is Hunter Biden coming out now, 6 months after Trump's elected, 9 months after Kamala lost? Why all of a sudden, with that time frame, why is he coming out and saying all this crap? And it's because, I bet you, him and Daddy Joe tried to get plugged into all the entire NGO network out there, the scams that are full of billions of dollars of our tax money still to this day, that the FBI and Pam Bondi have not seen fit to go out and freeze and investigate yet. Hunter and Daddy Joe tried to get plugged into it, and they got the cold shoulder. They got the Pauly from Goodfellas. They got, nope, I'm going to have to turn my back on you. And so they're left out in the cold. That's why Hunter now, 6 months, 9 months after, is coming out and laying the fire down on people. Because if he had some burning desire to lay the fire down on all of his enemies, why didn't he do it back in November when Kamala lost? Why didn't he do it here in January when President Trump took office? No, he waited this whole time because they were trying to get their beak wet in all of the money that's still out there, and they got told no. And I tell you, they're all blaming him for Trump. Because you guys know what the plan was, right? The plan was Joe was supposed to bow out in 2023. He was supposed to get out then so that they could have had an entire primary go on, and they could have picked Gavin Newsom. That was the plan, guys, just so you know. That was what the muckety-mucks and the back smoke-filled rooms of the Democratic Party, that's what they had designed. And true enough, Grandpa Joe screwed it up for everybody. He's the one that did him in. He's the reason that they got Kamala Harris with 3 months to go, a complete just train wreck that she is. And I think Biden himself would have done better than she did in the numbers. But they blame him for all of it. Well, there is the music. We're coming up to the break. We'll be right back here with more Montana Talks.
From Mondakistan to the Flathead, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hello again. I've got a caller on line one. That is Lori in Billings, and I have got to see it because I just looking at the at her subject line, I have got to hear this. Good morning, Lori. What you got?
Good morning. So they keep talking on the news about wondering why people are so interested in this kiss cam incident where the couple got caught out having an affair, cheating on their spouses. And I look at things like Hunter Biden or the Bidens as a whole or the Clintons or the celebrities, whoever, all these people who are getting away with doing things that are wrong or crime and never seem to get prosecuted or get punished for it. If they do get a sentence, it's very small, that kind of thing. And I think this couple getting caught out cheating, everybody knows that's wrong. Everybody knows it's humiliating for their spouses and their families, even if they're cheating themselves. And so to see somebody get caught out where they're going to take the consequences without a whole court case and everything else, I think that just kind of warms our hearts of finally somebody's getting caught out and having to take the consequences. Because so many people are getting away with stuff without consequences.
Yeah, wasn't that really odd? Thank you very much for the call, Lori. Y'all see this big time CEO out there. I forget what company he's a CEO of, but he's at an event the other day, and he's up in the stands and hugging up with his squeeze. His side chick, he's married, hugging up with the side chick. I mean, all hugged up with her right there in public in front of God and everybody. And they just happened to put the big camera on him. You know how they do in these stadiums or whatever? They'll take a camera and just put it on individual people to see them celebrating and do all of that. They put the camera on this guy. And even worse, when the camera hits him, then him and his his side chick there, they immediately act so incredibly guilty. They just immediately part. They break apart, and they're ducking down so they don't get seen by the camera, like they haven't already been just caught red-handed, right? And I think Lori makes a good point there. Don't you think that, like, say, if you're out doing whatever you're doing, it doesn't matter what you're doing, if you're committing some infidelity or you're maybe doing a little piece of something that's breaking the rules or committing a little misdemeanor crime, whatever it is out there, don't you think that you would be doing it undercover? You wouldn't be out doing the PDA with your squeeze where people can see you, because God knows, even if they hadn't put the camera on those people the other day, they're right out there in front of God knows how many people that know them, that know who they are, that any of these people out there can snitch them off to his wife or his shareholders or anybody anytime they want. And it really does, I think Lori's bringing up a good point, is when did we stop having shame about these things? When did we think all of this stuff was just okay and we're never going to get caught and we can just be out here just loud and proud and doing whatever we want? Well, maybe just because of how permissive our society has become and how big it's become, you can get lost in the crowd and all that stuff. Maybe a lot of that is going on where you just don't have to hide and skulk around like you used to have to do, right? But as you can see, every once in a while, it does happen to you. And now this guy, I saw somewhere this guy's worth like over $1 billion. Well, yeah, guess what? He ain't worth over $1 billion anymore. You know, he's going to be worth half that by the time his wife gets a hold of him in their divorce proceeding. You know, he better hope he had a prenup there, and it wasn't there wasn't any kind of infidelity clause in that. Yeah, that was bad. That was not good. And you would think a guy at his level too would have been smarter than that, but probably been getting away with it for years and thought he was absolutely bulletproof. But on to the next topic. Speaking of criminal justice, you guys have been watching now for months as we watch these domestic terror scumbags attack our federal agents openly in the streets, protest in our streets, blocking traffic, setting buildings on fire, all of this. They are not doing what any of us would term as free assembly and free speech. They are all of them out there committing crime, committing violence, and attacking our federal agents. And we've seen them get away with it for almost no consequences for months now. And this culminated in the raid on the big pot farm out there in California the other day, where all of these illegals were attacking the ICE vehicles as they tried to leave. President Trump saw this, and President Trump reacted exactly how he should have. And he wrote out on a post on True Social, he is taking the leash off of ICE and expects them to never tolerate this kind of stuff again. And anybody that does this gets arrested for it. Well, this leads into, did you guys see this case, a couple of weeks ago, down in Texas, where this group of Antifa people actually set up an ambush for ICE and shot one of the officers in the neck in the ambush? Well, the guy that's been caught for that, that's been charged with that, is this Antifa terrorist by the name of Benjamin Song. And you know what they did to him down in Texas? He's being held on what they call a record $15 million bail. which is kind of funny, actually. I remember, you know, that we used to see all the big narco kingpins like down in Texas, down in Florida. If they did set any kind of bail for them, it was, you know, a couple, $3-5 million. I don't think I've ever seen in my life a $15 million bail. But it was telling everybody in Texas everybody that would think that they can pull their terrorism tactics in the state of Texas and get away with it, no, you will not. And if you fire upon and injure our police officers, you're going away for all day. You're going away to your gray. This is not Seattle. This is not Portland. This is not Denver. You're going away. And speaking of that, I wish I, you know, this is radio. I can't show you video. I wish I could show you guys the video of what happened to these protesters the other day on a bridge. On a bridge there. Apparently it spans between Kentucky and Ohio. A bunch of these ICE protesters thought they were going to get out on this bridge and raise hell, stopping traffic, all of that. Well, they must have thought that they were in Seattle. They weren't. They were in Kentucky, and boy, did they choose poorly. Because you have to look this up. Go out there on social media, look it up. ICE protesters, bridge, Kentucky, however, whatever keywords you want to put in. It's out there. These police officers come at these protesters with everything they have. They came out with them, body slams, pepper spray, punches, whatever it took to effect the arrest of these people and get them off their bridge. That's what they did. It was old school law enforcement. It was the type of law and order we want to see from here on out against these people. And here's the thing. It's the only thing that'll stop it. Do you guys remember back a few months ago when these terrorists were all over the country burning Teslas? Burning people's private Teslas and going to Tesla dealerships and burning them, protesting Elon Musk and Doge. You hear about that anymore? No. That got stopped in a month. You know why? Because Elon Musk is a personal friend of President Trump's, and they made one call to Pam Bondi, and that stuff, every one of those people got investigated, found, arrested, and charged. Every single one of them. And wow, you know, gee whiz, that stopped right in its tracks. Isn't it funny how that works? These are domestic terrorists, folks. They are far-left communist domestic terrorists. You're not going to get through to them. You're not going to stop them by talking to them, reasoning with them, being nice with them. Cutesy time is over. The only thing that will stop them is an example of force and true criminal justice. Do that across the country for about 90 days, 6 months, all your problems will be over. I promise you that. And here is the music. We are coming up to the break here, and we'll be right back here in a minute with more Montana Talks.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
By the way, Alvin Bragg's been all the time. If you look at his prosecution history, his conviction rate is plunging every year since he took office. And he's hiding the ugly numbers from the public. Only 35% of felony cases ended in convictions last year, down from 37% in 23, down from 40% in 22, 42% in 21. One thing he's happy about is he went after Donald Trump. And if you think this, you know, radical leftism, statism, socialism, it's not working out well out in California either. Because now Sean Duffy has said no to this, you know, railway to nowhere.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, did you hear that Florida just legalized gold and silver? Yep, my new home state, the free state of Florida, has made it legal to use gold and silver as money. Now, Governor DeSantis explained it all by saying, "This is our ability to give you the financial freedom to be able to protect yourself against the declining value of the dollar. This is exactly why I partnered with a top precious metals company myself. If you want to learn more about how gold and silver can help protect your money, if you want to inform yourself, do your due diligence, reach out to my partners at GoldCo. They're a great company. I'm a customer. They've helped me out tremendously. Check them out on the web, HannityGold.com, or call, no obligation, 855-815-GOLD. get their free 2025 gold and silver kit. You'll also learn about their unlimited bonus silver offer. That's 855-815-GOLD or HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com.
Fox Sports Update.
There's a new team on top of the Major League Baseball standings, and it's the Milwaukee Brewers.
Got them! 11-game winning streak for your Milwaukee Brewers as they shut out the Mariners 6-0 in Seattle.
Call on FanDuel Sports Network Wisconsin. It's 11 straight for the Brew Crew. They now hold a 60-40 record through 100 games as they beat the Seattle Mariners 6-0. The 11-game win streak is the second longest in franchise history and their longest since 1987. Other games from around the league on Monday, the Toronto Blue Jays beat the New York Yankees 4-1 to extend their lead in the AL East standings. The Philadelphia Phillies with a 3-2 win over the Boston Red Sox in 10 innings. The Kansas City Royals dominating the Chicago Cubs 12-4. And Los Angeles Dodgers defeating the Minnesota Twins 5-2. NFL news. Training camp opens up for a majority of the league today. 26 of 32 teams report today. But some teams are facing contract disputes with some of their star players. And the Dallas Cowboys might be the one making the most noise. All-pro defensive end Micah Parsons is seeking an extension, but is reporting to camp while negotiations loudly play out. And team owner Jerry Jones is adding fuel to the fire, seemingly taking a dig at Parsons' durability during a media scrum on Monday.
Just because we sign him doesn't mean we're going to have him. He was hurt 6 games last year. Seriously. I remember signing a player for the highest paid at the position in the league, and he got knocked out 2/3 of the year. Dak Prescott.
Now, Parsons has not directly responded to Jones' comments, but he did reshare a social media post from former NFL defensive end J.J. Watt, which read, quote, "Anytime you can publicly take a dig at your star quarterback and your star pass rusher simultaneously right before the season begins, you just got to take it. Nothing makes guys want to fight for you more than hearing how upset you are that they got hurt while fighting for you."
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Hey.
This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, here we go, here we go, here we go. We have on line one my boy Z from Michigan. What's up, Z?
Hey, great greetings, bro. Going on a great show today. I do have to point out something to you, though. This is very important. Very, very important. Now, this couple here that was busted, the Coldplay concert, the guy was actually, and I studied this, his position of his hands and everything. The guy actually was doing the Heimlich maneuver. And the reason why she brought her hands to her face wasn't because she was embarrassed, because it's so traumatic after, you know, when you cough up that chunk of ham that's caught in your throat. So this is completely, completely misconstrued here. I have to defend them. You know, it's a travesty.
Well, did you, you know what immediately comes to mind? This is going back years and years and years ago. Bill Clinton, the master, he was coming out of a funeral. I forgot the funeral he was coming out of. And he had a couple of people around him, and he didn't realize the media had cameras right there as he walked away from the funeral. So he's laughing and cutting up and joking with his boys, and he saw the cameras, and he immediately knows, I'm coming out of a funeral laughing and joking. That's not going to play well. And I mean, dude, in 5 seconds, changed his entire appearance and then went to dab a tear. He was dabbing a tear out of his eye because he was just so broken up about the funeral. And that's what a master, like you're talking about, Z, somebody who would have time to think about it, would not have done what this couple did, like immediately let each other go like they were electrified and jump out of the camera view. I mean, they're just compounding their guilt.
You know, Bill Clinton, he wasn't sociopathic at all, was he? Instant tears. That's not a sign of abnormality, you know, not whatsoever. Yeah, I think it's just amazing here. It was in the New York Post that the grounds for this lady to sue and all this other stuff. The company is the astronomer. Well, she should have been an astrologer and read the TVs and not, you know, be groped in public. You know, you don't need a horoscope to figure that out. So very, very interesting. But, you know, hey, Heimlich maneuver, and you know, they sent me $100 to call in and say that. So I gave it a shot, and I get to keep the $100. So there you go.
Thank you very much for the call, Z. Can you imagine if you would have had the presence of mind, like Z's talking about, to like the minute that the camera got put on him was like, you know, because he had his arms around her midsection. If you would have just had the mental awareness to just, you know, start doing the Heimlich, going, who's on? Oh, what, are you okay, honey? Okay, all right, good. Gosh, that was so scary. we got line two. Let's see who we got. We got Bill. What you got, Bill? Oh, it looks like Bill dropped. Bill dropped. Okay, all right. Yeah. Get it. You go back to that. Can you imagine? You would have to have been just. I don't think anybody would be that quick. I've never known anybody in my life that would be that quick to have come up with the Heimlich maneuver thing in just that split second, right? And even if you did, the gal with you probably wouldn't have gone along with it. She probably would have just freaked out and jumped out of the way like she did. She probably would have ruined the whole thing. So, bottom line, don't be doing that stuff out in public, folks, particularly not when there's cameras everywhere. We will be right back.
A message from FireSafe Montana. A process called wildfire scoring may be used to determine the insurability of your property. Your home may be insurable today, but it might not be in the future. If building a new home, check with your insurance agent to determine if they will insure it, how that score was determined, and what the cost will be. And remember, wildfires can happen inside the city limits. This message brought to you by FireSafe Montana and aired by the Montana Broadcasters Association.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.